Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a game last night in the NBA Finals as the Pacers go up 2-1 on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Our old buddy TJ McConnell, all-time kind of stuff off the bench last night. That was a fun game, and it certainly got my mind, you know, thinking about basketball with the draft a couple weeks away. And we got the report yesterday that the Sixers had an in-person meeting and a visit with VJ Edgecombe from Baylor, and I think it's great news. I love this. This is the guy I want. This is the player. As soon as the Sixers got to number 3 in the NBA draft lottery, VJ Edgecombe stood out to me as the best possible solution and pick and prospect for the Sixers there. Look, I like some of these kids. I like DJ. Derek Queen, out of Maryland. I like Knipple out of Duke. I think these guys have a chance to be good players. Trey Johnson looks like a good player to me as well out of Texas. I'm not a big fan of Ace Bailey. I've said that over and over again. He strikes me as the kind of guy who's going to score 20 points on a losing team. Don't like the shot selection. Don't like the athletic profile. I don't like his inability to hit free throws at a very high level considering his body type. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Ace Bailey. But VJ Edgecombe, I am a fan of. I think he has a chance to be an NBA All-Star down the line. And we get the story yesterday. Jake Fisher with Mark Stein as well. Here was the report. A couple things in here. Quote, they're keeping the pick. This is from an Eastern Conference executive, or they're trading down a few slots. And this is also from the report. A prime candidate number 3 at this juncture appears to be Baylor freshman guard VJ Edgecombe, whose sources say visited with the Sixers last week. Expectation that Sixers are going to bring Ace Bailey in down the road, but have not heard a workout has been scheduled to date. But here is what really caught my attention. Edgecombe's workout with the Sixers is the only known visit for the Bohemian national teamer, sources say. Several teams are of the belief he might only work out with Philadelphia, although it's still very early in the draft process. That tells me he may have a promise from the Sixers. He's on the board at 3. He's the guy. I love it. I haven't loved much, if any, of what the Sixers have done in recent years, but this is the kid, this is the player, this is the pick. All right, let me go through some of the reasons why I love him. All right, so I think there's a real chance he could become a star player in the NBA. And at number 3, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a star player. I'm not worried about fit. I know the Sixers are guard heavy right now with their younger guys, you know, with Tyrese Maxey, who apparently was at the visit. They brought him in to be part of the visit. That strikes me as interesting that they wanted to get him to know each other, those two. And I understand why you might say, Joe, really, you're going to have a team with Tyrese Maxey and with Jared McCain and with VJ Edgecombe. That is a small basketball team, right? If you're going to put those 3 guys on the court at the same time, you got 2 smaller guards, and then you get a bigger guard in Edgecombe, 6'5", and I think he'll put some weight on in the NBA. But that's not tall, right? That's not. What are you doing defensively with that group? You'd almost have to play Edgecombe at a wing at a 3 and hope he could guard those guys a little bit like Jaylen Brown, but he's not quite as big as Jaylen Brown. So that would be the way to make it work. First of all, I think that could work. I think you could get away with, if you have the right rim protection behind those guys, the right bigs behind them, I think you could get away with playing a 3-guard lineup with Maxey, with McCain and Edgecombe. I think that actually would be cool. And I don't think it'd be as big of a detriment as some people make it out to be. Okay, but even if you say that's not going to work long term, well, I don't think the Sixers at this point could be thinking or worrying about long term. They got to get the right player. They got to get the best player. You know, Ace Bailey, people keep bringing up, he fits. Stop worrying about fit. The Sixers aren't close. They got to worry about getting the right people, players, kids, you know, trajectory, all that in here and try to figure it out as they go along. They're not winning next year. We got to stop thinking about the Embiid, Paul George group and what fits with that. We even have to stop thinking about what fits with Tyrese Maxey, really. You know, I'm actually taking a player that I want to fit with Jared McCain, or at least one of those two guys, and then you see what the other one gives you in terms of assets down the line. I'm not thinking right now about team building. I'm not. I'm sorry. I know that might bother you if you want to see basketball and successful basketball and playoff basketball and winning basketball again soon here. I'm not thinking right now about how to build a cohesive unit. I'm thinking right now how to get good basketball players in here, and then I'll figure the rest out. To me, that's always been the heart of basketball. Get the right people, get the right players, and you'll figure out the fit. I mean, I think back to, you know, the Warriors when they drafted Steph and Clay, and they also had Monta Ellis. Monta Ellis was a good player. He was a 20-point scorer. I mean, he could play. But they weren't worried about that then. They were worried about turning over their culture, getting the right people, getting the right players in there, and they'll figure it out. And that's where I think the Sixers need to be right now. Now, do I trust Daryl Morey long-term? I don't. Do I think he could get this pick right? Yes. If he takes VJ Hedgecombe, yes. All right, so I'm not worried about the fit, and I do love the player. Okay, let's talk about the player a little bit. Because, and I know when I had my debate on the Midday Show last week with Elliot, when he filled in for Hugh, he's a big Ace Bailey guy. I'm a VJ Hedgecombe guy. We had our debate back and forth, and I mentioned I think that Ace Bailey is more of a Rudy Gay, maybe I didn't say it then, but maybe a Jeremy Lamb kind of guy. Thin, yeah, score, but not much else. I'm not seeing it on the defensive end. I'm not seeing it on the boards. I'm not seeing it on the free throw line. I'm not seeing it with the three-point shot. A two-point shooter, I'm out. VJ Hedgecombe, what I see is some Dwayne Wade in this game. Now, he's not quite as bulky, but I think he could put on that good weight. You know, Wade probably played at 6'4.5", 6'5", 200, 215 later in his career, you know, 210, whatever he was. He was a thicker guy. Edgecombe is more lean than that, but I think he'll put on 15 pounds in the NBA and get up to 195, 200 and be a very strong presence when he gets in a weight room in the NBA. He's only 19 years old. But there's a lot of Dwayne Wade vibes when I watch VJ Hedgecombe play. In fact, I went back and looked. Edgecombe's freshman year, and we'll compare it to Dwayne Wade's sophomore year. Now, Dwayne Wade was not eligible to play, so he sat his first year at Marquette. I think it was an academic thing. Couldn't get on the court his first year. So this is a one-year bump, and that makes a big difference. Like, you could say, let's just look at these stats apples for apples, and I'm willing to do that. You could also say, imagine Edgecombe's statistics at Baylor next season if he went back a full year in a weight room, full year around the program, what he would have done next year if he went back. But let's just look at it, you know, Edgecombe's freshman year, Wade's sophomore year. Of course, Wade didn't play as a freshman. Let's go through Edgecombe first. 15 points per game, 2.1 steals, 0.6 blocks, 3.2 assists, 5.6 rebounds, 78.2% from the free throw line, 34% from three. Now let's look at Wade. 17.8 points, so 2.8 more points per game. 2.5 steals, very close, a little bit more for Wade, but very close. 1.1 blocks. Wade's ability to block shots was remarkable. I think Edgecombe could develop into a guy that blocks a shot per game in the NBA. 3.2 assists, dead even, each of them. 5.6 rebounds for VJ, 6.6 for Wade, so a rebound more per game. The three-point percentage, free throw percentage, 78.2 for Edgecombe, 69% for Dwayne Wade. Now, interesting, if you look at Wade's junior year, right, his second year playing in college basketball, he came out after his junior year and was drafted number 5 overall by the Miami Heat. Of course, the great 03 draft. He jumped from about 69% to 77%. So if you want to look at some of the numbers for Wade, like what happened his second year in college basketball. So what jumped was his free throw percentage jumped, his points per game jumped, his blocks jumped, His assists jumped. His defensive rebounds jumped. So I think you can make his field goal percentage jumped. I think you can make a fair case that if Edgecombe had stayed, he'd probably average 18, 19, 20 points per game this year. He'd probably shoot 80-something percent from the free throw line. He probably would jump up to 36, 37% from three. He'd probably average more blocks per game. Like, he'd be a more polished prospect the way Wade was. But just aesthetically, I mean, I didn't even have these numbers when I first saw it. The night the Sixers got to number three in the draft lottery, I started to really, like, dive into some of the players, and I kind of just started to exclude. I mean, I watched plenty of Cooper Flagg during the college basketball season, and I just, you know, we kind of have this feeling now Dylan Harper's going to go number two to the San Antonio Spurs. So I started looking really deeper at Ace Bailey, and I didn't love what I saw. And then I started looking more at VJ Edgecombe. I'm like, ooh, there's something there. There's explosion there with VJ Edgecombe. There is open court ability there with VJ Edgecombe. I've seen some comps to Donovan Mitchell. I've seen some comps to Victor Oladipo. I've seen some comps to all these kind of guys. Wade is the one, though, that I saw young Wade. When I watched him play, I'm like, that's young Dwayne Wade. That's him all over again. Now, doesn't mean he's going to become Dwayne Wade. Doesn't mean he's going to become Donovan Mitchell. Doesn't mean he's going to become any of these things. He's got to become that guy. And he's got to refine his game in the half court. But I see Wade vibes. He's athletic. Shot blocking ability. Good free throw shooter already. And I see a guy that in the NBA will be able to get to the basket and get to the free throw line. And I envision here with the Sixers, if they take him at number three, where he's a guy that could cut to the basket and clean up, you know, what the misses are for a McCain or a Maxey. Or you could have a scenario where you have McCain on the elbow, right at hit a three, Maxey handling the basketball, going to the basket, you know, kicks to McCain from three, they crash on him, he kicks it back to Maxey, and Maxey, boom, hits Edgecombe, I mean, making a beeline to the basket for an alley-oop or, you know, just a runaway dunk. Like, those three on the court together with their passing ability, with the shooting ability of Maxey and McCain, with McCain's creativity, I think really could create a lot of problems for opposing defenses, and it could help move us in a different direction. You know, you watch the NBA Finals right now, and it's about athleticism, it's about teamwork, it's about sharing the basketball. That old way of dumping the ball in to Joel Embiid and hoping the offense goes through him and ISO basketball, it's all over. That's all over in the NBA. I know there's some ISO basketball with Shea and what the Thunder do, but there is an element of defense that is carrying the Thunder. Defense carried the Pacers last night. Energy carried the Pacers last night. But I look at the way the Thunder are built. They're built with athleticism. They're built with world-class defense. I mean, their superpower is their ability to steal the basketball. The reason I still think they're going to find a way to win the NBA Finals is they're going to take the ball away from the Indiana Pacers. They steal, tip, disrupt possessions better than anyone in the league. And the Sixers need more of that. And Ace Bailey will provide some scoring. I'm not worried about scoring. They'll score with Maxey and McCain. Those guys are going to put the ball in the basket. And, you know, if they keep one or both of Joel and Paul George, obviously those guys could put the ball in the basket too. I want more of a well-rounded game. I want more of a guy that's going to be an attacker on defense and offense. I think while VJ Edgecombe develops his offensive game, which I do believe will be very, very good at some point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to be a dog on defense. He's going to be the best perimeter defender they have. And they really have that right now. You know, McCain is not going to be a star defender. Maxey's, you know, an energy defender, but nothing special. George was that at one point. and a great long, versatile post and perimeter defender. But those days are gone. He's old. His athleticism isn't what it was. We're done there. And we know Joel Embiid was a great defensive player. Still had flashes of it the last few years. At one point when he was young and thinner and more spry, he was a great defender. But right now, the Sixers don't have that. They don't have that guy that, you know, can guard that opposing two or three that's going to command the basketball. When Anthony Edwards comes in here, who do you want guarding him? Like, next season, let's say the Sixers are having a good year, and it's a January game, NBA on, I was going to say TNT, but ESPN, right? And Chuck is there, and Shaq, and Kenny, and Ernie are there, and they're doing their show on ESPN. And it's a big game. It's a, you know, a Thursday night or a Tuesday night or whatever. And it's the Minnesota Timberwolves with the best record in the West coming in here to take on the upstart Sixers, who are playing really good basketball with McCain healthy and with Maxey healthy. And they're maybe going to surprise this season and get back to the playoffs. All that. And they're building the game up. And then it's the fourth quarter. And you're up three. And there's 6 minutes to go. And the Wolves have the basketball. And they're going down the court. Who do you want face-to-face at the midcourt with Anthony Edwards? Do you want it to be Jared McCain? I don't. Do you want it to be Tyrese Maxey? I don't. Would you want it to be Ace Bailey? Not a shot in the world. Would you want it to be Paul George? Not, no way. I want it to be VJ Edgecombe. And maybe he doesn't have the coolest name. Maybe it's not Ace Bailey, but I think this kid could play. This news is the best news the Sixers have given us in a long time. They seem to be honing in on a player that checks all the boxes. Knipple checks offensive boxes. Queen checks offensive boxes. Bailey checks offensive boxes. This kid checks both boxes. I love this. Let's make this happen. He's the guy. We'll see if it's a smokescreen. We'll see if it's real. You never know with the Sixers. You never know with Daryl Morey. But this is the best news I've gotten out of the Sixers in a long time. VJ Edgecombe came in for the visit. Might be their guy. I get Dwayne Wade vibes. Absolutely. He's the guy to go get. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.